It is Sunday Best, Neil Atkinson with Lola Cat Roberts and Stu Wright. And there was a point on Saturday morning at about 9 o'clock, and I thought, well, what are we really going to talk about here? Because I'm doing the free show, and that's going to, you know, throw open the bigger picture questions in terms of where Liverpool find themselves ahead of Sunday's games. I thought, well, there'll be the cup final, but that's likely to be relatively dull. You know, so it might be a bit of a funny show, this. I might even think about cancelling it, and then some sort of combination of Mo Salah, Xabi Alonso, and all other matters arising have kicked that plan well and truly into touch. So it's a pleasure to have Stu and Lola as part of this. And Lola, I will actually start with you. You were just saying to me as we were beginning, that you feel as though every single time you check your phone at the minute there is something else. It was that sort of day yesterday where every time you looked up, you were thinking, oh, that's interesting. Oh, what now? What next?
It's a little bit worse than even just opening Twitter and constantly seeing bad news. I've got this friend, if you can call it that, who's a Man United fan. If you can ever be friends with a Man United fan, truly, I don't know. But he is so online that he sees even Liverpool news before me. So he alerted me to Alexander Isak's injury. He alerted me to Xabi Alonso to Chelsea. He alerts me every time.
I've cut this man out of your life.
He does make me laugh on occasion, but he also alerted me every time a patch journalist comes out and backs slot, I get a message about that. So it's kind of amped up because I see the WhatsApp notification and then I know there's going to be bad news. So it's like a double whammy. But yesterday, when I first saw the Mo Salah quote, I thought I was getting Anfield papered, which happens to me on a semi-regular basis. I'll just glance at it, become outraged, and then realize it's a spoof. But the language was so deliberate from Mo. He chose his words very carefully. And where I was angry after the Leeds game because I thought that was Mo Salah first, Liverpool second. And I was actually a little bit angry when he announced his departure because, again, I thought that was Mo Salah first, Liverpool second. On this occasion, I was actually thinking this is Liverpool first, Mo Salah second, because ultimately, what does it matter to him if the manager gets sacked? He's not going to be here next season. So I felt it was actually a selfless act on behalf of his teammates.